Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening. I'm Robert A. Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom and NLI Coaching. NLI Radio, and NLI stands for Neuro Linguistic Innovation. I am a hypnotherapist and NLP practitioner. And I also have in a seminar called I Expand Through Life. We're waiting for Christine to call in. Christine Siegel with Inner Beauty Workshops is my guest. And this is just, you know, you set the shows up, things happen. But anyway, well, what neurolinguistic innovation is about using a visionary vocabulary to expand your life and really open your eyes to a new way to live life. And to really expand yourself and feel free in every way to do what you choose to do to make it all better. And, you know, we get so caught up in little things, we forget to enjoy the grandeur of life. And that's kind of what I'm really starting to expand into. You can go 900 mile an hour, but that don't mean you're going to have a 900 mile an hour outcome. It's really about staying focused and thrive in the skies of spry success, because you're going to have to open your eyes to do things and to really expand in every way and to see where life goes and how things happen in a new way. And as we do this, life becomes more fun and entertaining. And that's what we're here tonight to do, is we're going to entertain you. And I want to welcome, I got to get the button here. And I want to welcome Christine Siegel to the show. Christine is the president of Inner Beauty Workshops, where she applies her talents as a holistic health coach to teach clients how to generate beauty from the inside out. She creates awareness by educating people about alternative choices in health and wellness. Christine has given numerous talks at libraries throughout the Suffolk County, Long Island, as well as Mather Hospital in Port Jefferson. Christine has a master's degree in education from Philadelphia University. She is a certified holistic coach, having attended the Institute for Integrative Nutrition. Christine is also on the Certified Vision Board of Coaching, and have studied with Joyce Schwartz, an author of The Vision Board. She is a creator and a member of The Master Shift, a moment to uplift global consciousness to affect positive world change. She hosts a radio show on health and wellness on Freedomizer Radio called Wake Up and Live every Friday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. She writes a weekly blog, and she can be found on her website at innerbeautyworkshops.com. And without any further ado, I want to bring Christine on, because I really want to talk about the master shift and how the master shift really starts from the inside of individuals. Without any further ado, I want to welcome Christine to the show. Welcome.
Hi, how are you? Thanks so much for having me again. I appreciate it.
Well, this is an honor and privilege, because I've really opened up and started to understand the world has to bear their heart and soul to expand out of this, out of the situation, because it's going to take individuals laying down their own egotistical arms to move this forward. And how is the master shift going to play part in that, Christine?
Yeah, well, the master shift is, like, what we do is global synchronized meditations. We do them twice a year, and the basic premise is, as you said, to sort of raise individual consciousness to a higher level. This does definitely have an impact, and we've seen this week that raising global consciousness does work in what happened with Syria. So I would say that this is definitely going to create, hopefully, the future in a different way than we've been living for the past, 50, 100 years or so. So basically, the meditations are 100% positive, and they're designed to unify people as well as uplift them. And one of the things we have, and I have to just, you know, I hate to put blame on anybody or, you know, group or whatever, but, I mean, there's been a lot in terms of the governments around the world putting a lot of, making people, dividing people, separating people. And really, I don't know, somebody in the Middle East could be a wonderful person, but, you know, we're told they're out to get us, blah, blah, blah. So we, in our minds, we create this separation when, in fact, we are all connected. We are all connected by energy. So our actions affect the whole, you know, and what we're seeing in the world today is a mirror of what everybody is thinking. So we can change the thought processes of everybody. We can change completely how we're living. So this is a major effort, and it's not, you know, just the Master Shift. A lot of other groups are as well just trying very hard to uplift the global consciousness so that we can finally affect change.
You know, when he was saying that, this stuff just really, it's something I've been writing about for over 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
It has to start from the inside, because this, all the hate and anger is subliminally ingrained. And to get to that, you have to meditate or get some way to break the barrier between the conscious and the subconscious. And how
mm-hmm.
does a master shift actually, when they're in meditation, actually allow somebody to relax and let that new paradigm enter their subconscious mind?
Well, I think what's really great about what we do is that we have these meditations. They're very relaxing. We guide people through, you know, relaxation techniques in the beginning of the meditation. And just the thought that you're doing this with people all over the world is exciting in and of itself. It's like something everybody can participate in. It doesn't matter where you are, what race you are, what gender you are, you know, like how old you are. Like, it's something everybody can do. So that's, that's an amazing thought to a lot of people, like, wow, you know, we're all doing this at the same exact time. And the meditations are just designed to show you how the world can be. So they're very uplifting and very, very positive. We're excited about it. You know, this is, we have many meditations planned for the future and topics that are going to be, I think people are going to be very excited about. And the one we're doing on September 22nd is to uplift the global economy. And there's so much negativity surrounding money. And I think one of the reasons why our economy, everybody's, if we fear something, you create fear surrounding it. So if we can get people to see another image of how our economy can be, is people's perceptions.
And that's what it is. And it's at 9:30 Eastern Time, p.m. Eastern Time on September 22nd, 2013. And it's at 9:30 p.m. Japanese Standard Time. But,
right.
But you know, money is the most innocent thing in all of life that gets blamed for the most.
Right. I mean, if you look at our video, you can see all these comments about people that, money is greed and, you know, it's just, money is just a piece of paper, you know, but we attach emotions to that piece of paper. And we have so much hatred for money because of all the greed and what the corporations have done. But that's individuals, you know, that's not the money itself, you know. So if we fear the actual object, like, Some of us are afraid to even, you know, like, oh, I wouldn't have that, or, you know. So we have to be really careful of how we perceive certain things so that as we come together, we all collectively see that there is a better way, you know, that we don't have to be like this, that money isn't the only answer anyway, you know. But, yeah, there's there's a lot. I just also want to clarify about the meditation. We do have two times, like you read. The reason we did that was because it's the middle of the night on one part of the world and the middle of the day at the other. and we tried so hard to come up with a good time that would be fair for everybody, and we decided we couldn't do it. I mean, it just, there was nothing that was working out on paper, so we decided to do it twice, once for the Eastern Hemisphere and once for the Western Hemisphere, which works out because nobody's doing it 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the morning, you know, because nobody's going to get up for that. And then they're going to say, well, my meditation time is, you know. So we ended up doing it that way. And the only country that kind of falls, that actually falls the next day, and it's the next morning, is New Zealand, because they are so far advanced. But, I mean, that's our only concession. But other than that, we were able to kind of work it out.
But, you know, with the master shift, isn't the world will stay where it's at until people start communicating amongst ourselves, and it's the people, because the governments are too stuck in their own ideology, but it's going to take people communicating with people to move forward. Wouldn't you say?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think the very, very first step is to develop trust. You can't have unity if you don't trust. And there's right now, there's no trust. So, I mean, I it's amazing because we're having our meditation translated into several different languages. And we asked for people on the Facebook, does anybody want to translate this for us? You know, we've gotten some comments. We have somebody from Jordan, somebody from France, somebody from Germany. And we said, okay, so here you go. So we sent them the meditation, and they're like, wow, you're trusting me with this? And I'm like, yeah, you know. So we sent them the private link because it's done, obviously. So, you know, it's just amazing that people are like, wow, well, thank you for trusting me, you know. Like, you know, and it shouldn't even be something that somebody would second guess, but it's just that's what we've been bred, and that's, to me, the very first step is to establish trust. So people trust us, they trust each other. Then we could unify, you know. I think there's steps. Once we start to unify, then we can help each other. You know, it's a building. We have to rebuild, essentially, the human race in a different, the thought process of the human race. And because of the separation that we've, you know, we've always, like you talking about, you know, we're separate with the ego and the soul. Like, we have our own personal separation within our own self, but we, a human race, there's also a separation. Like, that separation is just, it's just too big right now, and it needs to be changed.
Well, it needs to be soothed and expanded into. And now people can get on the mastershift.com and participate in the meditation, right?
Yes. The meditation will be available at 9:30 p.m. on September 22nd.
22nd. And, you know, the more participation, the more the world will expand. But, you know, the thing I'm starting to understand, and I'm going to ask you, it isn't until you lay down your own personal arms and vendettas to the world will expand. How do you feel like that?
Oh, yeah. I think what's amazing, I get so many people write to me and they say, oh, you know, you're doing such great work and, you know, you guys have it all together. And I just, sometimes I just laugh and I want to write, no, I'm working on myself too. You know, I have days where I'm up. I have days when I'm down. I days when somebody says something to me and I get upset. Just happened to me actually yesterday and today. Somebody yesterday made a comment to me and I got really, really upset. And I said, well, why do I have this reaction within myself? You know, so I'm going through the process just as much as anybody else. And our whole team is. So we're sort of through the same growing pain. Yeah, I mean, it's constant work, and it's constant awareness of your behavior, of your reactions, and it's you have to rebuild the programming, the subconscious programming that you received from when you were a child, because that is what is attracting the universal energy. So if you have all these behaviors that you learned when you were younger, like if your parent was angry and you learned anger and any kind of situation that comes up, you're yelling, you know, and that's the normal pattern for you, you have to reprogram that subconscious, you know, and the first thing is to be aware. Why am I getting hurt, or why am I getting angry? You know, why is this happening? And what is this saying about myself, and how can I change my behavior? And I think also really learning the other person, like why is that person doing what he's doing? You know, and realizing that that person is speaking from the ego and not from the divine within. So.
And you know, it's kind of, that's really unique. But here's what come to me, and I just wrote this down. Everyday life is an instigator to activate the internal investigator to see where your life is really choosing to expand.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And see, that's the thing. You know, you can do a million things, and 100 days in a row, everything goes good. But that one day, Christine, somebody's going to say something that finds a new place for you to expand. And that's what happens to me. And you feel that's what happens? People are sent just to test to see where people are in their personal
mm-hmm.
growth?
Right. I mean, every person that you meet in your life, I mean, think about it. There's billions of people in the world, but the people that you meet, the people that you are in contact with, there's a reason for it. And a lot of the times it can be a lesson, and it's trying to show you an aspect of yourself that needs to be changed. So what you should do is say, well, thank you for showing me that. Now I'm aware, and now I can make the adjustments that I need to make. But the old pattern comes back, and we get mad, and we overreact. But, yeah, I think certainly that people are there to teach you about yourself. We mirror the people, especially the people that we're most closest to, and now I can see it. I know exactly the friends that I've had for a longer period of time before I was aware are still not aware, a lot of them, and they're still negative and complaining, and I'm like, wow, I was one of the, I that's where I was, you know, and some of those friendships are falling apart because I won't indulge in that anymore, and they're like, well, you know, she's Miss Positive now, you know, but they don't really understand the angle that I'm coming from. So I'm sort of going through that personally myself, where I'm trying to figure out how I can save the relationships that I've had for years, because I'm not in the same, I'm in a higher vibration. So how do you handle that? You know, so I'm going through that with some of my friends, but then the people that I'm attracting that I've met since are more around the vibration that I am. So it's a little bit, it's a little bit easier. but yet still things happen because that ego slips in every once in a while, and then something comes up. And then, like you said, out of nowhere, you can be in 100 days and all of a sudden somebody says something, and then it just, all you have a, you know, negative reaction, and then you have to figure out, where did it come from? What did it trigger? Why is it triggering that in me? And I found actually even today when something somebody said to me kind of upset me, and I almost wanted to confront the person, and I said, you know what, I'm going to try something. I'm just going to write. So I started writing how I was feeling, and pages and pages were going by because I'm just getting it all out, you know. And then as I got to the bottom, a solution kind of came out, and I went, ah, that's what I need to do. And I'm so glad I didn't contact the person. You know, I'm really glad that I did it this way, because now I have a different perspective of how I should have handled it, and it's a higher perspective. So it's just
and you know, and it's her, and Christine's radio show is Freedomizer Radio, called Wake Up and Live. It's Friday at 3 p.m. Eastern. But you know, the thing is people don't even realize how much work it takes to be negative.
Mm-hmm.
That's the hardest work I do, is that when I have them days where I don't want to do that, and then I can get myself back. But being negative and anger, frustration, and hate is the most work, because you have to work at it all day long to stay there. Don't you feel, Christine?
Well, I mean, I think you have to work on it to stay there, but you also have to work on it to change. Yeah, it's a constant work to change all that programming. It's a lot of work. Like, they think, I mean, being spiritual is, like, so easy, or just following this religion or whatever people think, some people, but it's not. It's a really destructive, painful process as you really nitpick yourself apart. But as you start to come about, you evolve from it, like you said, expand, you become this person that you never knew you possibly can be. It's amazing what you, I could never go back to where I couldn't even imagine going back. And there are times where I said to myself, you know, I'm just going to go back to what I was doing before, you know, I'm just going to go back to cleaning the house, doing nothing. And then somebody said to me, well, what are you going to do, take a scalpel and dig all you know out of your brain? Like, you can't go back, you know? And I don't know if you, Rob, if you follow the tarot deck, the cards, but there's a card, there's a tower. And you have two people falling out of the tower. And that's exactly the process it's talking about. It's like when you spiritually awaken and you know and you're working on yourself and you're changing and you're falling out of like you were kind of in the dark before in this prison. You didn't know that you didn't have to act that way. You didn't know that you had to make choices. Then you're falling out of this prison, you know, out of this tower. You can't get back in the tower once you're out. But once you're out, you got the whole world. You know, when you're in the tower, you're just in the four, you're enclosed. But when you're out, it's scary because you're out. But then when you're out, you can do anything. The world's your oyster. So it's an amazing thing.
You know, you just said something. And, you know, it's the image of success and the image of a lot of money people fare. And that's like the tower. You got to fall out of the tower of poverty consciousness into the river of opulence to win.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where we're really afraid, is to win, because we don't have an image of peace and an image of communication with each other. So how is the mind shift actually starting to open up the rivers of prosperity and the image of peace in the world, do you feel?
Well, I think it's really interesting, because in our society, we define success money. How much money you have makes you successful. But if you really look at it, there are so many other factors that make one successful or feel abundant. And somebody can have a lot of friends and feel like that's a success, you know, or somebody can have, you know, recognition for work that they're doing in the world, and that's successful. Like, it's not necessarily, it's not what you pile up in terms of money or how many cars you own. Success is what you can give and what you receive. And a lot of people, they give, but then they're not good at receiving. You know, so you have to, just with anything else, maintain that balance. And when something comes your way, just politely say thank you. You know, so many times, I mean, that was one of my things, and I didn't even realize I was doing it, was when if I was wearing something, like I had this one coat, and I would wear it a lot and get a lot of compliments on it, and my response was always, oh, well, let me tell you this story. Well, this coat was once $200, and then I was so lucky, and I ended up getting it for $28, and I went into this whole thing instead of just saying thank you, because then it's not acknowledging to the universe that I see of what I received. So I just, if somebody compliments me, I very politely just say thank you. I don't go into this whole story about how I got this bargain and all the, you know. So I think it's really, it's just about feeling worthy of what we are entitled to as our birthright, which is, you know, anything we can create, and receiving that, but also giving at the same time.
And you know, this kind of, it's ironic you just said that, because I did something to myself this week. I was exercising, actually, and this come to me. I just deserve, and I am just worthy.
Yep.
There isn't no more. That's all it is. But try just saying that one time or twice without adding a whole bunch of stuff to it.
Right.
And that's just like your thank you. Your thank you, because that's all it is a thank you. How do we try to complicate the good into making it a story?
How do we try to complicate the good? Oh, I don't know, because I think we don't, on some level, we don't feel worthy. And it's okay. Like, if somebody wants to have 10 cars, and that's what they want, and they worked hard, and they, you know, they did it in a nice way, then just thank you. You know, it just, I think we don't, I don't know why we don't feel like we deserve. And because a lot of, and I know my family was really big on, you know, you have to give. My mom even said the other day, like, I don't like receiving. And so I learned that from my mom, you know, and it's something I've had to learn to let go of and say, something comes my way, that's good. Because, like, I have a friend, and I took him shopping, and he doesn't have a lot of money. And I'm showing him, well, you have to eat this. You got to eat, the, you know, showing him, like, peanut butter, but it's organic, you know, and it's not, you know, one of the cheap ones with high fructose corn syrup, but this is something that's organically made. And he'd look at the price and say, well, look at the difference. This is, you know, $3-4 more. I can't afford to spend that much money on peanut butter. You're sending a message out into the universe when you do that, that you're not worthy. You have to be really careful. Because the universe, like, if you ask something for the universe and that comes your way, and then you back away, you know, oh, I can't afford that, or oh, no, I don't want that, or whatever, you're sending that message out to the universe that you're not worthy. So you have to be really careful of how you approach certain things.
You know, and that's a very true statement. It's Christine's website is Inner Beauty Workshops, and the meditation is Sunday, September 22nd, 2013, 9:30 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. So I'll be 8:30 Central Daylight Time, 7:30 Mountain Daylight Time, and 6:30 Pacific, and 5:30 if you live in the Aleutian Islands in Alaska. But here's, you know, the thing is, how do we simplify, we complicate the simple good of life? That's something that I've really been trying to wrap my, to expand mm-hmm. into. But how do you feel we do that, Christine?
Yeah, I mean, yes. You know, it's sort of like when you said that, what came to my mind is that, like, when we cook a meal and then we go through all this trouble to make sure it looks good on the plate, and we're decorating the plate and we're taking hours. And meanwhile, if we just put some rice and beans on a plate and you're done, it's like, it's the same thing. Like, we have to make it look appealing on so many levels when it's just needs, simple is okay. And I think if we just sort of get back to basics and look at life more simply, because nature is very basic. It's simple, you know. It just it is what it is. And I think, you know, when we kind of go overboard, and then we judge ourselves because it doesn't look good or it's not good enough, you know, and then we're hard on ourselves. It doesn't need to be. I think that's something else that should be worked on as well, is just accepting something, a simple pleasure, and just being happy with that.
You know, you said something there that's probably the most prolific thing is personal. You said Earth. How have we lost our connection to Mother Earth and lost our real connection to the Heavenly Father? How do you think we've lost them two connections? And that's where we're, with the mind shift and all the stuff going on, we're getting back to them connections.
Yeah, I mean, that's like a whole nother hour conversation. How did we lose the connection? But I think we lost the connection because a lot of the information has been hidden from the masses, so to speak. And I think because things have been leaking out, and people are starting to become more seek. You know, when you seek, you find. So if you keep looking, you find. And as you find and you learn, and, you know, I mean, you could spend your time reading a book, or you can spend your time watching The Housewives. You know, it's your choice. Everything comes down to personal choice. So I think as you start to seek, you start to find, and then you see how amazing the world really is, and how precious life is, and how our other kingdoms, how amazing they are, and what they need to operate. And we, you know what, they need us to know that, so that we can continue to have an earth or a planet that thrives. So I think enough people are realizing that and waking up and making different choices.
And it's Cynthia Siegel. Her website is innerbeautyworkshops.com. And she's also with the Master Shift, and that's mastershift.com, September 22nd, 2013, 9:30 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Together, we can expand the world, and we can overcome all of our differences. And with the Master Shift, how have you felt a difference and saw a difference in just with a few people around the world doing the same thing, expand the world?
You know, it's been amazing the international response that we've gotten from people for what we're doing. And it's just overwhelmingly amazing. I can't even explain. People are just very happy that we organized what we did. And, we're going to grow. We're going to expand. I like that word. And we'll see what happens, you know, with the Master Shift. But I really enjoy what I do, and I love talking to people from all over the globe. It's amazing. I talk to people in Syria, in Jordan, in France, in Germany. It's amazing to talk to people all over the place. And people are just, I don't know, I was talking about this on my show one day about how impressed I am with people. People are just brilliant. I don't know. Everybody has something. And when you talk to them, you see that. It's amazing.
You know, and I want to close with that. That is true. It is going to be the people leading the leaders back to where we're going to go. Because the leaders have all lost sight. People are the leaders, and that's what we have to take over. How do you feel about that? And then we'll close out the show.
Yep. Yep. It's the only way. Because it's not the old paradigm is not working. And if we continue, we're going to destroy the planet, each other. We already are losing species. This is the only way. So is to take personal responsibility and join together. We'll join together.
And it's individual innovation. And anyway, Cynthia's radio show tomorrow is at 3 o'clock p.m. Eastern time. And so, Christine, I got to close out the show, so give the people some wisdom, and I'll close out the show.
Some wisdom. I just want to just thank you so much for having me on your show again. And, I guess the only thing I could basically think off the top of my head is that every answer is here on Earth to every problem that we have, and it's inside of each and every one of us. So it's very comforting to know that we can all be a part of it.
And with that, I want to thank all the listeners and Christine for being here. And I'll be here next Tuesday night with Lori Rubenstein. And we're going to talk more about world peace and how the people have to lead the way to peace. Thank you, Christine, and all the listeners.
Yep, thank you.
Good night.
Good night.